I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Tuesday, November 15th. We'll tell you what to expect as soon as today, as more results are coming in from the midterms, and what police are saying now about a deadly shooting on a college campus. Plus, unusually cold weather coming for millions of Americans, what reports say about Amazon's plans for its largest round of layoffs ever, and an unexpected mascot for the 2024 Olympic Games. Those stories and more news coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Republicans are now just one win away from taking control of the U.S. House. 13 races are yet to be called, but some are already leaning Republican. So it's highly likely at least one will go to the GOP. Assuming that happens, there will be a divided Congress for the next 2 years. Since, remember, Democrats secured control of the Senate. And that means any bills that come out of the House will probably have a tough time getting passed in the Senate and becoming laws. But Republicans still consider the House majority important. That's because it will give them control of all the House committees. And with that, they'll be able to launch investigations into President Biden and his family. Some have already said they want to start looking into the president's son, Hunter Biden, and his business dealings overseas. By the way, while much of the nation is still focused on the 2022 midterms, some people are already looking ahead to 2024. In fact, today, former President Trump is expected to announce the launch of his next presidential campaign. He's been promising a big announcement for weeks. Unfortunately, there was a deadly shooting on a college campus. Three University of Virginia football players were shot and killed as they returned from a class field trip, and two other UVA students were hurt. The campus was shut down for 12 hours, and students went into hiding as police searched for the gunman. Eventually, they found their suspect. A former football player was arrested and charged with murder. Authorities still have not said exactly what motivated him, but campus police mentioned he was involved in some kind of hazing investigation in the past and was on their radar since he apparently talked to someone about owning a gun. Classes have been canceled today, and students are being offered mental health services. It's considered the largest higher education strike in American history. Nearly 48,000 academic workers walked off the job this week at all 10 University of California campuses. They include teaching assistants, graduate student researchers, tutors, and fellows. They say they need to see some big pay raises if they're going to afford to live in cities like Los Angeles, San Diego, and Berkeley. Union officials say some of the employees make as little as $24,000 a year, but should get twice that much. In response, the University of California says it has already offered pay that would be among the highest for public research universities. But the LA Times says it still has not come close to what the workers are asking for. To be continued. Speaking of higher education, the Biden administration's plan to wipe out student debt was just dealt another legal setback. A federal appeals court put the plan on hold just days after a federal judge in Texas struck it down completely. The White House has appealed that decision out of Texas. But this latest ruling means the program cannot continue while that appeal process plays out. Remember, this is the program that promised to cancel up to $20,000 in student loans for tens of millions of eligible borrowers. The FBI has reportedly launched an unusual investigation into the death of a Palestinian-American journalist. Shireen Abu Akleh worked for Al Jazeera until she was killed covering an Israeli military aide in the West Bank. Just this week, Israeli officials say they were contacted by the American Justice Department to let them know about the investigation. For now, the Israelis say they will not cooperate. Independent investigations have already said she was shot and killed by an Israeli soldier. The Israeli military said it's possible a soldier mistook her for a Palestinian militant. Their decision was to not punish anyone, since they could not be sure exactly who fired the shot that killed her. The U.S. has called on Israel to hold someone accountable. Separately, the White House is keeping an eye on unrest out of Iran. Protests have been going on there for weeks, ever since a woman died in police custody for not wearing her head covering. As the BBC reports, those protests have evolved into the most significant challenge the Islamic Republic has faced in more than a decade. Human rights activists say nearly 350 protesters have been killed by security forces, and nearly 16,000 have been detained. One of those protesters was recently given a death sentence, and at least 20 more are facing the same fate. Iran's leaders called the protests riots started by foreign enemies. But the U.S. says protesters are just voicing legitimate concerns, and in response, the Iranian government is abusing their human rights. So American officials say the people responsible will be facing consequences. Today, when new babies come into the world, the global population is expected to reach 8 billion. That estimate from the United Nations marks a pretty monumental milestone in human history. The world's population has been growing ever since records have existed. The UN says it reflects death levels going down and life expectancy going up because of medical advancements. The growth has happened pretty quickly, too. In fact, the world was thought to have 7 billion people just 11 years ago. But now that we're hitting 8 billion, the UN expects growth will start to slow, mostly because fertility rates are going down. It says it could take 15 more years to hit 9 billion. All right, we have more news for you still coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Do you need help finding holiday gifts kids will actually like? KiwiCo is here to help you give more than just gifts. They're here to show you how to give awesome. From robots to rocket ships, all their projects are designed to spark fun and excitement for kids of all ages. If you don't already know, KiwiCo delivers super cool science, technology, and art projects for kids. And there are 9 different subscription lines for different ages and categories. I've loved getting really thoughtful and high-quality toys that I know are really engaging for my son's age and great for his development. They're designed by experts and tested by kids. And I don't have to do anything but open the box. And as my son gets older, I'm excited to see him engage in more specific projects from KiwiCo. For older kids in our extended family, I know it's super fun when they get KiwiCo as a gift because they can continue to be excited even beyond the holidays when boxes continue to arrive at the door just for them. Give awesome this holiday with KiwiCo. Get your first month free on any crate line at kiwico.com/newsworthy. That's your first month free at KIWICO, kiwico.com/newsworthy. Unusually cold weather is spreading from the Southwest to the Northeast. This week, at least 100 million Americans can expect temperatures below 20 degrees, which is way below the average for this time of year. And snow could fall in about 20 states. Today, it's the middle of the country getting the most impacted. Half a foot could end up falling in parts of Oklahoma. And at least some snow is expected in Kansas City, Chicago, and Indianapolis. Eventually, the cold, snowy weather will make its way to New England by tomorrow. Federal officials are telling 6 different airlines to pay up more than $600 million in refunds to customers. The money is specifically meant for travelers who had their flight plans either delayed or canceled by the airlines in the wake of the pandemic. And the U.S. Transportation Department is also fining the same airlines more than $7 million for violating consumer protection rules. The biggest required payout and fine went to Frontier Airlines. The government accused the U.S. airline of things like changing its definition of a significant delay, so refunds were less likely. But a Frontier spokeswoman said the airline already issued $100 million in goodwill refunds, meaning they were not already required under federal law. The other 5 airlines included in this order are foreign-owned companies. 40 states sued Google, accusing the tech giant of tracking users even when they thought they had disabled location tracking features. And now Google has agreed to pay more than $391 million to settle those allegations. It's said to be the largest attorney general-led consumer privacy settlement ever. The bipartisan investigation found Google had been misleading users since at least 2014. Google said in a statement it has already changed and corrected some of the location tracking policies that were outlined in this lawsuit. Still, as part of the settlement, Google will be required to do several new things starting next year, like give users more information whenever they turn location settings on or off. It looks like Amazon is the latest tech giant planning mass layoffs. The New York Times and others are citing sources who say the online retailer will let go of around 10,000 employees. It would mark the largest round of job cuts ever for the company, although it would still be only less than 1% of its global workforce. Reports say the layoffs could start as soon as this week and will affect mostly corporate employees. Amazon makes most of its money selling stuff online, and the problem is that demand is slowing. Amazon is already predicting this holiday season will be pretty weak compared to some past years. Meanwhile, Amazon's founder, Jeff Bezos, told CNN he has plans to give away most of his fortune while he's still alive. He's reportedly worth about $124 billion. Now, Bezos says most of his wealth will eventually go to two main causes, fighting climate change and supporting people who can bring peace to the world. The details are lacking at this point, but it's the first time Bezos has said that he will donate his fortune. Just recently, he and his partner gave a whopping $100 million grant to singer Dolly Parton. The country music legend was chosen for their Courage and Civility Award. Parton now gets to pick the charities where the $100 million will go. The Olympic mascots for the 2024 Summer Games in Paris, France have just been revealed. And they're probably not what you had in mind. Traditionally, most mascots are either some type of animal or creature. But this time, they are red-colored, triangle-shaped hats with eyes, a friendly smile, and legs. The hats are named the Phrygia. The hats date all the way back to the headgear worn by freed slaves in parts of ancient Greece, but they're most associated with the American and French revolutions, where they were worn as a symbol of freedom. The Paralympic version also features a prosthetic leg, which organizers said is the first time this type of mascot has had a visible disability. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this podcast is sponsored by Indeed. When journalists break a story, they rarely do it alone. Instead, it takes an incredible team. If you're looking to build a team that shapes headlines, you need a hiring partner to help you find top talent who will ask tough questions. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Don't spend hours on multiple job sites looking for candidates with the right skills when you can do it all with Indeed. Find top talent fast with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. Indeed helps star applicants shine before the interview with over 135 graded assessment tests they can take, from cooking to coding. Indeed knows when you're growing your own business, you have to make every dollar count. That's why with Indeed, you only pay for quality applications that match your must-have job requirements. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/newsworthy to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, what kind of flower was once used as money? You can answer the question and play along with us over on Instagram. Just find and follow us at NewsworthyPod and look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, who was the only person who served as president and vice president without ever having been elected to either office? The answer is Gerald Ford. As America's 38th president, Gerald Ford's unconventional rise to the most powerful position in the world came as President Richard Nixon resigned in disgrace. You're probably familiar with the Watergate scandal. With Nixon stepping down in 1974, Ford became the first unelected president in the history of the U.S. But let's rewind a year before that, when Ford was only the Republican minority leader in Congress. A separate scandal involving bribes and tax evasion forced President Nixon's vice president out, so Nixon pulled Ford in to fill the VP role. That made him the first to be nominated to the vice presidency by the president under the 25th Amendment. And that's how Gerald Ford went from congressman to vice president to president in less than a year. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We will be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.